Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Success lives in conversation. That's the focus for today. How words, emotions, and our tone shape our results and our outcomes. Conversation is the currency of human connection. It's how we build relationships, create trust, influence decisions, and ultimately get things done. Yet too many times, we underestimate the power or fail to recognize how our own patterns, our habits, our bias, and our emotional environment shape the outcomes of every conversation that we have. Judith Glaser wrote a book called Conversational Intelligence. Here is a statement out of that book. To get to the next level of greatness depends on the quality of the culture, which depends on the quality of relationships, which depends on the quality of conversations. Every aspect of life, relationships, leadership, sales, personal or professional success, all of those hinge on the conversations that we have. The words that we choose, the tone that we use, and the clarity that we communicate with can either open doors of opportunity or it can close them. Let's explore why conversation is more than just talk. It is the vehicle of transformation. I always like to start with a story. John, the CEO of a growing mid-sized company, prided himself on being decisive and focused on results. His sales director, we're going to call her Melissa, was equally driven, but her style leaned more toward relationships, being relational. She valued team input, creativity, and collaboration. On paper, the combination of John's bold leadership and Melissa's people-centric approach should have been very powerful. Yet their relationship had hit a wall. Here was the problem. Their conversations were strained and often unproductive. John, under pressure from the business and revenue growth, pushed aggressively for numbers, dismissing Melissa's explanations about market shifts and team morale. Melissa, on the other hand, feeling unheard and undervalued, she grew defensive and began filtering what she was sharing with John, protecting her team instead of collaborating openly with him. Neither realized it, but their personal bias and emotional environments were driving the breakdown. John's bias toward urgency and control caused him to shut down alternative perspectives. Melissa's bias toward protecting her people led her to avoid hard conversations with John. Both had entered into conversations already defensive, which shaped their words, their tone, and their body language. The result? Trust eroded, strategy stalled, and the sales team, caught between John and Melissa, were getting mixed messages and began missing their targets. The turning point came when I was invited in. This is where I came in to listen to both John and Melissa separately and then brought them together. It became clear that their problem wasn't capability or even alignment of goals. It was the quality of their conversations. So in that process, I was able to help them see some of those blind spots. some of those things that they were not seeing for themselves. It's very hard to fix something you can't see. Here's what happened. Their emotional environments, stress, urgency, defensiveness, were leaking into their conversations even before a word was spoken. Their lack of active listening prevented them from truly understanding the other person and their perspectives, which led to this defensiveness and this disconnect in trust. And their bias created blind spots, shaping their words and their tone in ways that undercut their collaboration. So using principles from emotional intelligence and conversational intelligence, I walk them through a framework. And here's that framework. Number one, reset the emotional environment. So both of them learn to pause, to check in with themselves first, and to choose a mindset of curiosity, not judgment, before they entered their conversations. The second thing we did, listen with empathy. Instead of preparing rebuttals, they practiced paraphrasing what the other said to ensure that they understood. This is actually a critical factor. Don't assume other people understand things the same way you do. I've talked to many leaders over the years, and they will say to me, I have told them over and over what I need them to do. I've told them what to do. I've told them how to do it. But until the other person truly understands that thing, that what it is to do or how to do it, the same way that you understand it, you're always going to have a chance for a disconnect. And so that is so very important in this. And then the third thing that we do is reframe the conversations as discovery. They began treating their conversations not as a debate when they're trying to be right and trying to win, but as a joint problem-solving process. So here's the outcome of that. The change was really dramatic. John began asking more questions, slowed down his pace to allow for real conversation, real discussion. Melissa grew more confident in sharing data-driven insights and wasn't afraid to challenge assumptions, but do it respectfully. Their conversations shifted from combative to collaborative. Within 3 months, the sales team had clear direction, the morale improved, and quarterly results rebounded. John later told me, I realized I wasn't listening, I was just pushing. Once I started listening to Melissa to really understand, everything changed. This was Melissa's comment to me. I used to dread our meetings. Now I feel like I have a partner in this. What's the lesson that we can take out of that story? The story of John and Melissa really underscores an important truth. Success lives in conversation. Without emotional intelligence, even the most talented leaders can derail their relationships and results. And with it, conversations become the point of impact where trust, clarity, and alignment are built. And that is exactly what we want, to build connection, to build trust, so that influence grows and we can collaborate and problem solve together. Now I want to dive into this emotional environment conversion. How do we do that? If we want to understand the emotional environment that we're taking into conversations, we first have to understand where we're coming from. Once we do that, then conversion can happen. So we are literally converting those conversations by resetting our mindset and the emotional environment before we enter into those conversations. Every conversation begins before a single word is spoken. We bring with us our mindset, our biases, our emotional environment. Neuroscience shows us that our brains are constantly scanning for safety and for trust. If we walk into a conversation carrying stress, defensiveness, or a hidden agenda, those signals will leak out in subtle ways. It'll happen through our tone, our body language, or the way we choose our words. This is why self-awareness, the first and foundational competency of emotional intelligence, is so very important. Knowing the state that you're bringing into a conversation allows you to pause, to reset that emotional environment, and choose to engage with intention. A calm, open, and positive environment invites connection. A defensive, impatient, or dismissive environment shuts it down. Trust is built or eroded one conversation at a time. Research from 6 Seconds shows us that emotions drive people, and then people drive performance. In relationships, whether they're personal or professional, the ability to engage in conversations that are respectful, empathetic, and clear creates a foundation for long-term trust. Conversational patterns matter just as much. Do we listen deeply or simply wait for our turn to talk? Do we respond thoughtfully or react impulsively? Do we use words that clarify or ones that confuse and damage? And that goes back to how much we assume other people are understanding things the same way we understand them. You can talk. You can have a conversation with someone. You can say things. But don't expect that alone is enough for you to get done what you need done through that other person. If you don't clarify and ensure that they are understanding all of the different elements and dimensions of what you're trying to express to them. Over time, small patterns compound into the level of trust others place in us. So this concept of success living within conversations has so many different elements involved. It is rational thinking and logic. It's emotional intelligence. It's habits and patterns. It's also our bias. What is it that we think and make decisions on that we may have a bias about? And maybe that bias is not a bad thing, but how does that come across conversationally to someone else? So as we look at this concept of being more intentional about our conversations, I will walk you through some frameworks as I have already done. Every conversation you enter into, no matter how small you may think it is, have the same common elements. There is the words that you use, the tone, how much emotional intelligence is infused into that conversation. And that conversation then becomes the vehicle that either drives connection or diminishes it. The same thing with trust and the same thing with influence. And in our world today, we all need as much connection, trust, and influence as possible, because getting things done through other people will have a huge impact on our own personal and professional success. Now I want to break this down into some specific areas, and let's start with conversations in leadership. Leadership is not about authority, it's about influence. And it's also not about you doing the work as a leader because you're really good at it. I see this in so many leaders. Leadership is about getting things done through other people. I see a lot of young and emerging leaders who are wonderful individual contributors and team members, and then they move into a leadership role and don't know how to let go of that. They don't know how to get things done through other people. And that is a natural learning process, but there are also shortcuts to get there faster. And that's a lot of what we're talking about today. Influence is exercised primarily through conversation. Leaders who cultivate emotionally intelligent conversations, those marked by empathy, clarity, and vision, they can mobilize people towards shared goals. On the other hand, leaders who rely on command and control conversations often encounter resistance, disengagement, and lack of ownership. In today's complex world, the best leaders recognize that conversation is not a tool to deliver directives. It's a process to co-create and collaborate and create solutions and alignment. Now let's talk about conversations in sales or selling. And this could be you as a salesperson or as an entrepreneur or coach or a consultant, whatever your role in life. You may be an owner of an organization. And every owner I know is always trying to sell what they do to others. So sales is often described as the transfer of emotion. Customers are not just buying products or services. They are buying trust, certainty, and connection. I cannot stress enough how important that is to understand that. If you can sell somebody that they can trust you, they can rely on you, they can be certain about what you're going to bring to them, and that you are going to maintain a connection that is mutually beneficial, you have more than 50% of the sale done already. People buy on emotion and then they rationalize with logic. Every successful sales process rests on the quality of conversations that uncover needs, build rapport, and align value to what matters most to the buyer. Tone, pacing, curiosity, empathy matter as much, if not more, than a polished sales pitch. The most successful salespeople are not the best talkers, but the best listeners. They ask thoughtful questions. They listen for unspoken emotions behind the words, and they respond in ways that build confidence and commitment. Conversations are a driver of success. Whether you're building a career, leading a team, nurturing a relationship, or closing a deal, success is conversation driven. When we recognize conversation as the core skill that underpins all human interaction, we elevate its importance in our daily lives. Our personal and professional achievements are determined not only by what we know or our experience, but also by how effectively we can communicate that knowledge and align with others and move together toward shared outcomes. Here are three practices that transform conversations into catalysts for trust, influence, and success. Number one, be aware of your emotional environment. Take ownership of the state you're bringing into every conversation. What are the emotions that you are feeling that you are going to bring into that conversation? Pause before you start. Breathe. Choose to create an environment that fosters openness and trust. Your presence is felt before your words are heard. And we know that. The brain processes emotionally before it ever processes rationally. Number two thing you can do, leverage empathy and active listening. Empathy is the bridge to understanding. Listen not only to words, but to their tone, their pauses, and their emotions. Seek to understand the other person's perspective before you seek to be understood. Active listening demonstrates respect and it builds connection and trust. And number three, view conversations as discovery. Approach every conversation with curiosity. Instead of seeing it as a battle of positions, see it as a discovery process. What can you learn? What insight can you uncover? Conversations that focus on learning rather than winning lead to better outcomes for everybody. Here are some final thoughts. Conversation is not a skill to be taken for granted. It is the most powerful vehicle we have for connection, trust building, collaboration, and transformation, which will lead to our success. By infusing our conversations with emotional intelligence, self-awareness, empathy, thoughtful responses, and clarity, we elevate our impact in every area of our lives. As leaders, as salespeople, as friends, and as family members, the quality of our conversations will always define the quality of our relationships, our influence, and ultimately our success. In our EQ Fit Masterminds, this is a huge focus. We help people build conversational skills based on all of the elements I've talked about so far. These are skills for a lifetime that impact every aspect of our lives. And if you want to go deeper, develop powerful conversational skills based in emotional intelligence and habit transformation, then I invite you, go to our website, eqfit.org, and check out our masterminds. You'll see everything we do starts with assessments, a curated package of validated assessments. Why is that? Because how can you know the best path forward without getting the best data, the best insights, the best information? We do that in so many important parts of our lives. Why would we not do that in something so critical as the way we approach our conversational life and our interactions with other people? I hope you'll check out the website. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.